It's been a groundbreaking year in the Arab world. Some revolutions are taking their first steps, others are still feeling the pangs of birth. Either way, a new region is being born. In a predominantly Muslim region, the Arab Spring has been dubbed an Islamic awakening. At this conference in London, religious scholars of different faiths and denominations, political figures and experts gathered to discuss the idea.
The people are no more afraid of the puppet presidents and the corrupt kings which imperialism has placed for so long on the thrones and in the chanceries of the Muslim countries. The Muslims have awakened, and they will not, I believe, go back to sleep until their job is done.
The job is not done yet, but among many of those fighting for freedom on the streets of the Arab world, their belief in God, Allah in Arabic, means everything, a matter of life and death. The sound of Allahu Akbar, God is great, is now well known across the world, synonymous to protesters who believe victory cannot be achieved without him.
Nobody can say that they will live forever. No institution can say that they're all powerful. No empire can say that they are infallible. Allah can give power to whom he wants and take away power from whom he wants.
Of course, it's not just Muslims who have been protesting. So what does the Islamic awakening mean for them?
I know a Christian bishop in the Middle East who said to me once, "We are the Church of Islam," in a way to emphasize how Christians in the Arab world find so much in common with their Muslim brothers and fellow citizens. And we should not see that there is so much in common between Islam and Christianity. I know there are people who want to separate us, who want to drive a wedge between us, but in fact we should resist that.
Among the political, social and cultural complexities of these revolutions, the issue of spirituality and faith cannot be ignored. It has played a role. Its significance is yet to be paved.
The revolutions of the last year have taken place in the Muslim world. At this conference, they've been discussing why they should be called an Islamic awakening. It's clear that Islam has played a role in these just-born revolutions continuing to define themselves. They're also rooted in a history that must be understood. The questions being posed here are vital. What are true Islamic values and what would they mean for the region if implemented? Nagas Mobileri, Press TV, London.